Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to blow some bubbles, celebrate a couple of birthdays, and talk and talk and talk. But first, I need to correct a slight error. On last week's show, we featured Paul Ashe and his orchestra, and I identified the vocalist in You Don't Like It Not Much and My Pet as Paul Ashe. But the vocalist was, in fact, Paul Small and not Paul Ashe. Okay, now that we have that out of the way, last week, February 18th, marked the birth in 1901 in Savannah, Illinois, of Wayne King. He began taking saxophone lessons in his teens and began recording for Victor in 1929, although most of his hits didn't become popular until the mid-30s and early 40s. His repertoire consisted of waltzes and novelty and sentimental songs. He chose The Waltz You Saved for Me as the band's theme song, which was often played at the beginning or end of a gig. In addition to his recordings, Wayne King performed on radio broadcasts such as Lady Esther Serenade on the NBC Blue Network, and he appeared regularly at Chicago's Aragon Ballroom. Some of his more popular recordings include Goofus, Josephine, Dream a Little Dream of Me, Intermezzo, and I Don't Know Why, I Just Do. While many orchestras disbanded as the big band era came to a close, Wayne King's orchestra continued playing well into the 1980s. Known as the Waltz King, Wayne King died in Paradise Valley, Arizona at age 84. Here's a trio of songs from Wayne King and his orchestra. Thank you.
love me like you do. I don't know why you just do. You never seem to want my romancing. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do.
From the Waltz King, Wayne King, born February 18th, 1901. We started the show with Goofus, written by Wayne King along with William Sugar Harold and Gus Kahn, and recorded by Victor on November 6th, 1930. Next, from 1931, it was I Don't Know Why I Just Do, written by Roy Turk and Fred Allert. And also from 1931, we just heard Bud Van Dover vocalizing on Lazy River, written by Sidney Arredon. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, vintage music of the 1920s and 30s, each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon. Last week, February 21st, marked the birth in 1910 of Val Rosing, son of the distinguished Russian operatic tenor Vladimir Rosing. In 1935, the Val Rosing Orchestra appeared in the British film In Town Tonight, and the following year, Rosing broadcast and recorded with the band. but he was primarily known as a singer and eventually made it to Hollywood, where he had a successful career in opera, concert halls, and appearing in some films. In November of 1935, Rosing recorded for Columbia, backed by the Radio Rhythm Rascals. Well, you may still not recognize the name, but you might recognize the following recording featuring the vocal by Val Rosing.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please. That's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them, catch them unawares, and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about. They love to play and shout, they never have any cares. At 6 o'clock, their mummies and daddies will take them home to bed, 'cause they're tired little teddy bears. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better not go alone. It's lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
Love's old sweet song. on air, never a care. Something is making me see. Today I feel so happy, so happy, so happy. I don't know why I'm happy, I only know I am.
From singer Val Rosing, born February 21st, 1910. We started out with the record for which Val Rosing will always be remembered, Henry Hall and the new BBC Dance Orchestra on September 28th, 1932, and The Teddy Bear's Picnic, written in 1907 by American composer and actor John W. Bratton. Born in 1867, John W. Bratton also wrote music for a number of musicals at the turn of the century, including The Newlyweds and Their Baby, The Pearl and the Pumpkin, The Schoolgirl, Hodge, Podge and Company, and The Man from China. He was still at it into the 1940s, writing the lyrics in 1941 to Geoffrey O'Hara's Let's Get Together, a pro-British song of World War II. The words to Teddy Bear's Picnic were added in 1932 by lyricist Jimmy Kennedy, who over his 50-plus year career wrote over 2,000 songs, including Red Sails in the Sunset, South of the Border, and Istanbul, Not Constantinople. Teddy Bear's Picnic was followed by the BBC Dance Orchestra led by Jack Payne, and Just a Dance at Twilight, Love's Old Sweet Song, from March 3, 1931. And we just heard a vocal duet by Charles Penrose and Val Rosing on Today I Feel So Happy, Percival Mackey and his Kit Kat Band recording in London on September 17, 1931. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request for a particular song or artist you'd like to hear? Have a comment about the show? You can send them by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, on February 18th, in 1841, the first continuous filibuster in the U.S. Senate began. A filibuster is the parliamentary tactic used in the U.S. Senate by a minority of senators, sometimes even a single senator, to delay or prevent legislative action by talking so long that the majority either grants concessions or withdraws the bill. Unlike the House of Representatives, in which rules limit speaking time, the Senate allows unlimited debate on a bill, and speeches can be completely irrelevant to the issue. The word is derived from the Spanish filibustero and originally described 16th century pirates. Filibuster was in use in the political sense by the mid-1800s. In 1957, Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina talked for more than 24 hours, the longest individual filibuster on record, as part of an unsuccessful attempt by Southern senators to obstruct civil rights legislation. But before I get accused of a filibuster, here's a set of songs about talking, starting with the Goofus Five.
Thank you. Keep repeating, dear, I love you, but I'm talking to myself. I tell each little daisy about the things we've planned. My friends all think I'm crazy, ah, but they don't understand. Talking to myself, talking to myself. Every night I tell you how much I adore you, but I'm talking to myself.
Thank you.
Some rapidly rotating records about talking to commemorate the first continuous filibuster in the U.S. Senate. We began with Ed Kirkaby's answer to the Mound City Blue Blowers, the Goofus Five, on August 11, 1924, and Them Ramblin' Blues, written by Kirkaby, William Moore, and Irving Brodsky. Next, it was George Olson and his music in 1926, and What's the Use of Talking? And we finished up that little filibuster with Todd Rollins and his orchestra with the vocal by Chick Bullock on Talkin' to Myself from August 31st, 1934. I'm Glenn Robison, and I hope I'm not talking to myself. Last week, February 19th, marked the birth in 1902 in Louisville, Kentucky, of John William Sublette, better known by his stage name of John W. Bubbles. He began his professional career as a singer and toured California on the Orpheum vaudeville circuit, after which he studied tap dancing and by 1922 was performing at the Palace Theater in New York and later with the Ziegfeld Follies. John Bubbles is credited with creating a new style of tap dance called rhythm tap, consisting of four-to-the-bar phrases instead of the then-popular two-to-the-bar. His career expanded to Broadway, where he played the part of Sport and Life in the 1935 Broadway production of Porgy and Bess. His film career included appearances in Cabin in the Sky, Variety Show, A Song is Born, and No Maps on My Taps. He appeared frequently on TV in the 1950s and performed for troops in Vietnam. John Bubbles died in California on May 18, 1986. So to celebrate John W. Bubbles' birthday, here is a rapidly rotating record by Bubbles and a couple about Bubbles.
In Harlem, most of the smart set, when they get their heart set on going low down, they like to disguise it, they don't advertise it at all. And late in the night, when the moon's fading light is about to go down, they steal away where the brown shadows play on the wall. Society sits and dies at the Ritz when they get to feeling right. Always have their breakfast in Harlem. In all the hotels, the swellest of swells are saving their appetite for a little breakfast in Harlem. When good church neighbors to their labors awaken, then high societies mix in rhythm with bacon. The coffee is hot, so is the spot. Nobody says goodnight till they have their breakfast in Harlem. Church neighbors to their labors awaken, then high society's mixing rhythm with bacon. The coffee is hot, so is the spot. Nobody says goodnight till they have the breakfast in Harlem. Breakfast in Harlem.
that's something I can rave about. Love's in my heart and it must come out. Do I know what bliss is? I just overflow with kisses. Why do I? 'Cause I'm bubbling over with love.
John W. Bubbles, born February 19, 1902. We began that set with the dance team of Buck, Ford Lee Washington, and Bubbles, and Breakfast in Harlem, co-written by John Bubbles and recorded in London on October 5, 1936. Then, also recorded in London, but somewhat earlier, on January 10, 1920, the original Dixieland Jazz Band and I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles, written by Jan Kenbrevin and John William Callett. And we finished up with Al Boley, backed by the Jack Leon Band in 1931 and Bubbling Over with Love. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Last week, on February 22nd in 1897, Frank W. Woolworth opened his first Five and Dime store in Utica, New York. Sales at the first store were disappointing until he moved his operation to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and at its peak, the company had over 10,000 stores worldwide. When it was completed in 1913, the Woolworth Building in Manhattan was the tallest building in the world. Now, in the 1920s, records on major labels such as Victor and Columbia cost a whopping 75 cents. A number of companies began to produce records which were made to be sold cheaply in five and dime stores such as Woolworth's and catalogs such as Sears. Now called dime store labels, they included Regal, Banner, Domino, Broadway, Cameo, and Oriole, which were sold exclusively in McCrory stores at a price of 25 cents. So here to commemorate the opening of Woolworth's first dime store are some rapidly rotating records on dime store labels, beginning with Dubin's Dandies.
Dreaming sweet dreams from 8 to 11. We're always close to heaven, it seems. The breeze is humming, your time is coming. Paradise is all I see when the moon shines down on sunshine and me.
It's not a secret anymore. I told the moon that shines above you, now all the stars know that I love you. It's not a secret anymore. I couldn't hide the truth no longer. Something inside kept growing stronger. Once in my sleep I called your name, dear. Now all the folks know who's to blame, dear. It's not a secret anymore.
baby, everything that's nice belongs to you. I think dimpled cheeks are cute, turned up noses too. Baby, everything that's cute belongs to you. I've had it high, I've had it low, but you showed me things that nobody else could show. Oh, I heard talk of paradise, but your kiss will do. Baby, everything that's nice belongs to you.
It's because of records like that that we can say toe-tapping music of the 1920s and 30s. Some dime store label records to commemorate the opening of Woolworth's first Five and Dime store on February 22, 1897. We began with Dubin's Dandies on a Romeo 78 recorded on Christmas Eve of 1929 and When the Moon Shines Down on Sunshine and Me. That was followed by the Imperial Dance Orchestra with the vocal by Irving Kaufman and It's Not a Secret Anymore from a Banner 78 recorded on December 17, 1929. And we just heard Owen Fallon's Californians on a Mellotone 78 and Everything That's Nice Belongs to You recorded March 2, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.